The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is Monday mailbag time.
And today's one comes from Sheldon. He says, "Hi, Rob and Roz. My fiance is a widow. I met her shortly after her husband passed away. We've had a lot of ups and downs together navigating this life after loss. I've been with her every step of the way. But she informed me that she intends to wear her old wedding ring around her neck at our wedding. Am I wrong for being upset about this? Great show, Sheldon."
Oh, immediately off the bat, how does that make you feel?
Do you know what? I think he is wrong.
Yeah, I do as well, I think. I think you must... It's not part of your life. It's part of her story.
Mm.
I get why this is now our life we're building together,
yes,
kind of thing. Like, I do get that, but I feel like you can also maybe let that one go. I don't know.
Okay, let me bring it back to you, Rob. Hoe sal jy voel as Leah nou weer pas en sy trou nou vir die tweede keer en sy trou nou met jou? Sy gaan in Oktober by daai aisle afstap met haar ou trouring in 'n necklace om haar nek.
If that was the situation, I think I'd be okay with it.
But for Sheldon, you don't think...
No. I'm saying I think Sheldon should chill. I think Sheldon should be okay with it.
I think it's a little bit difficult, though. I mean, you know, it has to do a lot with the maturity and just being able to get past it. But I also think that on your special day, wearing it as a necklace, something that would show on the outside as well. It's one thing if you, like, wear it somewhere inside and it's, you know, it's kind of not showing. But then when everyone else also gets to see that you're wearing an old ring on your wedding day,
exactly,
that makes it a bit touch and go.
You know what? I want to go back to that traditional thing of something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue. She could use it as the something old and, like, either get it sewn into the lining of the dress or something where she knows it's there and the memory of her husband that's passed is with her, but it's not in all the wedding photos and hier hangertjie nou met die necklace. Maar Ness sê, of Johan sê, nope, past is in the past. That's why you didn't work unless the other person has passed. But now you said the other person has passed. Shirley says she is being honest. He can't be upset. Matthew, her late husband, will always be part of her life. I think she should wear it.
Yeah, if someone's passed away, it's different.
Because
at the end of the day, like, why are you wearing something that reminds you of your ex is a completely different story to why are you wearing something that reminds you of the person you loved who tragically passed away. Like, they're heeltemal verskillende goed in my kop.
Weet jy wat doen ons ook as die wat nou agterbly, die agterblewendes, as iemand nou gesterf het? What we often do is we do tend to canonize the dead. Like, we kind of saint them because
100%.
They're no longer with us. And I'm getting this kind of feeling here. I don't know what her previous marriage, the marriage to the man who passed away, was like, but I'm sure Sheldon wants to make new memories and new things. And
that I get. From Sheldon's point of view, I agree with you there. Maybe you just want to be like, listen, this is...
clean slate.
I understand that. That was your life. Mm. I'm not going to intrude on that life, but this is us now. This is our thing. Can we move from here? You know?
Yeah, and the thing is, I mean, you're not saying that she must throw the ring away. You know what I mean? Just don't bring it into the beginning of our new union.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can still keep the ring on the bedside table or have it around you or anything like that.
But if we're dun-dun-dun-dun-ing down the aisle and it's on display, it's difficult, hey?
Yeah. And nobody photos.
It's difficult.
So then you can't actually get away from it because every time you look at the memories of the day, your new life with Sheldon, gaan jy nou net jou...
I hope Sheldon will be big enough to let that go. I don't know. How do you feel? What advice would you give to Sheldon? This is your chance. Help us out here. 084-850-0942. It's a complicated one today.
Yes.
Sarah Jane says, guys, I think that Sheldon should talk this out with his fiance. This isn't something that should be broadcast on the airwaves. It's a bit late for that.
Exactly.
Hi, Robin Roz. It's Shirley here. I absolutely love your show. And I would say to Sheldon, be the adult in the room. Let her go. Let her have her closure. Maybe it's a symbol of closure and not to be spiteful. She is closing that chapter of her life and she is starting a new celebration. It's just a symbol. It could have been worse. There could have been a photo on the memorial table of those who are not there. So, this is stukkie metaal. Laat gaan.
Laat het gaan, says Shirley. Someone who doesn't quite hold the same opinion.
Yeah.
Carol, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you feeling about this topic?
I feel that this guy, I agree with him.
You agree that he should be upset?
Yes.
Why, Carol?
Because her husband is late. He's not there anymore. So that means she hasn't let go of him.
Do you think that's... I mean, I get what you mean. You know, you got this... I don't have a better word for it, but this ghost hanging over the situation. But do you think there's a way that as a partner you can be respectful of the life your partner had before they got to you and be okay with that?
He's been respecting that all the time, being with her all the way on this journey.
Fair enough.
So let it go now. Let it go.
Let it go. Yeah, Ruan agrees with you.
Frozen just started playing in my head as soon as you said let it go.
No, but Ruan agrees with Carol. He says, no. If I can't be your all, your history will always haunt us. Natasha says, hi, I feel there's a time and place for everything. She can wear it every other day. Why can she not just skip the wedding day?
It's difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's the situation. When my little brother passed away, my sister-in-law is now seeing new dude. Mm. He's really nice. Mm. If she wanted to wear my brother's ring around her neck on the wedding day, you know, I would be like, I don't know about this. Mm. But if that's something you want to do, I would also hope that he would be okay with going, listen, I understand where you've come from, because it's got nothing to do with this relationship. It's got to do with your life and who you were.
Yes, but
it's weird.
This is what Dennis is saying on the wedding, on the WhatsApp line. I say Sheldon should let it slide. I agree that start with a clean slate, but it was not her choice to have become a widow.
That's the thing.
And he can be glad she agreed to marry him. She could have said no. This is just her way to feel safe, her safe space, that like little blankie that you just need to hang on to.
It's complicated.
Nogien, Marcel sê, I think it's a little unfair to say that Sheldon can't be angry about it. So Marcel stem saam met jou, Carol. It's mature to say he's uncomfortable with the idea and discussing it with her. Having it on for her wedding day is fine, but Marcel sê he doesn't feel like it's viable, like it's a good start.
Isn't it a pain to be in a situation where you can't turn around and obviously be like, this is the right thing to do?
Mm.
Well, alles reg is en alles,
Yeah, black and white, it's this or it's that.
Hey,
but it's actually not, eh?
Let's wrap up today's Monday mailbag.
Yeah, we've gotten so many really, really nice messages in on Sheldon's issue. His fiance is a widow and he met her shortly after her husband passed away. They've been through a lot of ups and downs together. They're getting married soon and she would like to wear her old wedding ring on a necklace on the wedding day, and Sheldon is not very happy with it. We got a message in from Anonymous who says, I was engaged to a woman and I had to stare at a huge photo of her dead fiance all the time in the lounge. Whatever we did, he was always part of our lives, and eventually it became a deal breaker and I left the relationship.
Listen, a big photo in the middle of the lounge, I would understand. I'd be like, nah, we're not doing this.
Yeah, but not on something as big as a wedding day. Like, I don't know, like... That's the start of your new forever, and now there's, you know, the remnants of your old forever that unfortunately got cut short because your husband passed away.
Yeah, people are, everyone's got different ways of processing things. You know, we don't know what's in her head. Maybe she's just trying to like honor that memory of the previous relationship.
Yeah.
I don't know, but lots and lots of replies in at the moment.
My persoonlike gevoel rondom die vroutjie wat nou haar oorlede man se trouring wil dra om haar nek. Ek dink nie sy is reg om weer te trou nie en sy is duidelik nog nie oor haar man se dood nie. Dalk moet sy eers oor haar man se dood probeer kom voordat sy wil trou. So sal sy dan let go van die trouring van haar oorlede man.
Yeah, you see lots and lots of people saying, are you really ready?
Yeah, Tamlin got a similar feeling. I have a feeling that she didn't really have time to grieve her husband that's passed, and maybe this will help her get over it. Dan sê Ruan, nee, I get it. Die sentiment, veral omdat hulle nie geskei is of lelik uit mekaar is nie, maar dan kan sy eerder die diamant laat reset in 'n necklace of iets wat die memory commemorate, sonder om inbraak te maak op die gevoelens van haar nuwe man.
Yeah, lots of suggestions around what to do with that jewelry, actually.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, much rather you put it on a necklace, wear it around your neck, then like somebody suggested, you know, why don't you melt down that ring and use it to make the new wedding ring? I wanna.
No.
Not
no.
a chance.
Yen te fair.
We are not playing that game.
I am listening to you guys' show. I totally agree with the guy. I would also be upset. I am actually widowed, and I would not include anything from my previous marriage, especially a ring, on our new wedding day. I think it's a bit disrespectful to the new spouse. But yeah, each person's got their own, it's just materialistic things.
Ja, ek verstaan vir jou, Pieter.
Bernice, we've had so many like really insightful perspectives. Bernice, it could have been worse. She could have worn it on her ring finger. Nee,
So, Sheldon, I hope you're listening because you did send us the email on Saturday. I hope you're listening. Let us know what the decision is. Yeah. And how are you guys? Are you guys going to talk about it? Have a little conversation there? Because this is one of those situations, I feel like almal is reg en almal is verkeerd.
Verstaan jy?
Dit is die moeilike ding van 'n grown-up te wees.
Like a grey areas for days.
Yeah. drive@jacarandafm.com. That is our email address. If you ever want to get hold of me and Roz and Wayne all at the same time, ruin all our inboxes together. That is the one you can get hold of us anytime you want. Monday mailbag every Monday at 5:10.